Childhood is the perfect time to train impressionable minds that milk is essential for a growing body and a delicious drink option, a belief that can persist for years to come. But is milk actually that essential? Do we really need it to be healthy? I bet you could ask anyone right now what the benefits of milk are, and they'd all say calcium for healthy bones. Calcium certainly is important for children's growing bones, but there are a lot of foods with more calcium than milk. A cup of milk has about 300 milligrams of calcium, but so does fortified orange juice. Tofu can have up to 390 milligrams in half the quantity, and if you're a tinned fish person, 3 ounces of sardines have 370 milligrams of calcium. And research has shown that after early childhood, calcium consumption might actually not be that helpful in preventing broken bones. One study found that milk consumption in teenage years was not associated with a reduced risk of hip fractures as people aged. Other research has shown that while calcium is still important for overall health, taking calcium supplements does not reduce the risk of bone fracture in people over 50, nor does it significantly improve bone density. Yet the government support of the dairy industry persists. In the 1970s, farmers were again struggling to survive during an economic recession. So President Jimmy Carter authorized $2 billion in subsidies.
Congress passed and the president signed into law the Food and Agriculture Act of 1977. This complex legislation includes provisions for income price supports, farm loans, voluntary acreage set-asides, and farmer-controlled grain reserves.
Suddenly, once again, dairy farmers were flush with cash and trying to turn out as much product as possible to keep the money coming in, resulting, once again, in a surplus. This time, the surplus was used to create the infamous government cheese.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is stockpiling record surpluses of food commodities like cheese and butter.